crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, Robin Williams and Lauren Bacall left records as part of their indelible legacy. I'll play a few of them and songs that evoke their classic screen roles. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
May I have your attention for an announcement, please? Tonight, the part of Robin Williams will be played by Don Ho. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Mr. Robin Williams.
Thank you. I wish to begin by showing you something that I am very proud of. I know. I'll have to ask these people to move back, though. You're disarming me. Well, thank you. Obviously, you are on drugs, yeah? It's okay. Don't be afraid. I would like to begin by doing some basic Soviet suppressions for you. My first suppression is Karl Marx, and for those of you on drugs, Karl Marx. Karl Marx, take one. Imperialism has the worst thing I've ever heard. Shh, wait. And now a native New York impression, a New York echo. Hello! Shut up! Thank you. A cheap shot. Thank you. If you ever go to Soviet Union, this is something else for you. This is impression of interview with Nadia Komenich. Komenicheche, once again, for those who are on Quaalude. You're late. Let me show you what you missed. We did a quick thing. Came out. We did this. The students came out on stage. This for the people like this. Okay, it's okay, thank you. Right on. Yes, I'd have to show you something special. Move back. Get a quick thing over there. Get over there. Then we did a thing over there. We talked to this over there. We talked back. Then we did a quick thing. Oh, we did another suppression. Karl Marx, the worst thing I've ever heard. Wow, deja vu. Okay. Thank you. I wish to do for you now, this is a third suppression. This is interview with Nadia Komenich. Nadia, how does it feel to be the finest female gymnast ever to compete in the 1976 Olympics?
Let's go give
you. She's going to be in the 1976 Olympic mock by Charles Bigel and Nieve Prochigo, gold medal season in the Chavion and Eve.
D'accord.
She said she enjoyed it very much, but she did not go through puberty. Wait, don't give up. It gets better. Nadia, you think you'll compete in the 1980 Olympics?
Nadia, just be on 1980 Olympic. Mark for shows because I never approach you. Nis gonna give me the approach anyway.
American television, guys, we're gonna win you. She says yes. 5.0, who cares? Like to do for you some Soviet ventriloquism. Here it is for you. Nikki, how do you like being in America? Mm-hmm.
Social relevance, right arm. It's nice that you laugh. In Soviet Union, people don't laugh. They just go, funny. I have one last suppression for you now. This is an interpretive dance for you. Oh, some more smoke. I want to die. We are ready now. Can you see any Finnish seats over there? Okay. We'll get back. Okay, over here, yeah? Give us Barabbas. Oh, look, they've elected a new pope. Okay. Right now he's in the Vatican on Easter, ready, preparing for the day, going, Vignola Sannive, Londere Sancto Bele, Shonda Vilandera Sindelevando, Playball! And now, a quick interpretive dance for the ladies in the audience. This is the famous Death of a Sperm Ballet. Shh, wait. You're laughing at nothing now. Wait, you must use, wait for it. This sperm, oh, sorry, bad view. I don't mean to moon you. The sperm prepares. He swims upstream.
It's a hard struggle. Finally, he meets the diaphragm. The ovum sits on the other side. The sperm tries. Tries, and in the style of Martha Graham, really tries. And dies.
So, yeah.
The disco version, no less, of the Mork and Mindy theme by a 1979 group called Cake, not to be confused with the droll alternative band of the same name. Before that, the opening cut on Robin Williams' long out-of-print 1978 LP called Reality, What a Concept. In that Soviet spoofing cut that we heard are some dated topical references. You might recall that Nadia Comaneci was a gymnast and a favorite Johnny Carson punchline. As Robin Williams' career grew, his irrepressible improv skill meshed with solid dramatic characters. May I present guest DJ Adrian Cronauer from the 1986 soundtrack LP...
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone. What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvan Army, the Arvan Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty. Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hanna. Now, little G.I., you and your little toodoo, too.
Ah. Adrian. What are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
I'm melting. My pretty old.
But hey, here's some little advice. Don't eat at a restaurant located next to a pound.
So let's check in the field now. Hey, hi, can you help me? What's your name?
My name's Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poontang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, well, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about. Well, what do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes!
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're no good for me. But you become a part of me. Everywhere I your face I see, every step I take, you take with me.
The news, all the news that's new and approved by the U.S. Army, the sweetest smelling army in the world. Great Britain recognized the island state of Singapore.
How do you recognize an island? You go, hey, wait, no, don't tell me. Wait. Didn't we meet last year at the Feynman Bar Mitzvah?
You look a lot like Hawaii. Didn't we meet last year at the Peninsula Club?
The Mississippi River broke through a protective dike today. What is a protective dike? Is that a large woman standing by the river going, don't go near there?
But Betty.
Don't go near there. Get away from the river. Stay away from there. I know we can't use the word dyke. You can't even say lesbian. It's women in comfortable shoes. Thank you very much.
Now, here's the weather. We're going to go right to Roosevelt E. Roosevelt. Roosevelt, how's it going? Adrian, I'm with somebody. Don't ever come here and bother me right now. Well, thanks, Roosevelt. Can't you give us a little weather? Not now, man. I'm on the balcony. I'm trying to score. Back off. But what's the weather like? You got a window? Open it. Thank you, Roosevelt. We'll have to go to someone else for the weather. I guess we'll have to go all the way to Washington, Weather Central, to Walter Cronkite. Walter, what's the weather like?
I just want to begin by saying to Roosevelt E. Roosevelt, what it is, what it shall be, what it was. The weather out there today is hot and humidish, with continued hot and humidish in the afternoon. Tomorrow, chance of continued crappy with a pissy weather front coming down from the north. Basically, it's hotter than a snake's ass in a wagon rut. Okay, we're going to hit some songs at you right now, coming your way.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Pops, what you mean? What a wonderful world. How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too, I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're learning much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Echoes of Good Morning Vietnam in records by Louis Armstrong and Martha and the Vandellas, and the lightning wit of Robin Williams. We'll flip over to his darker, dramatic side later on today's Vinyl Experience. Now on to another screen legend remembered, and a song that I would only play if someone died.
Wrapped wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old moonbeams, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again, our love, just like they did in Key Largo. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end.
The real Lauren Bacall, singing in The Big Sleep, as she did in her 1944 debut To Have and Have Not. Urban legend had teenage Andy Williams dubbing her singing, but director Howard Hawks only employed him as a backup and wisely allowed the 19-year-old Betty Persky of Brooklyn, New York to become immortal screen siren Lauren Bacall, singing her own throaty take of Hoagie Carmichael's How Little We Know. Bacall had deep pipes, but she had nothing on this guy.
Maybe it happens this way. Maybe we really belong together, but after all, how little we know.
maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather, and after all, how little we know. Who knows why an April breeze never remains? Why stars in the trees hide when it rains? Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know. Why stars in the trees hide when it rains? Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Can tell. Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Well, now maybe you're meant to be mine, and to have you would really be fine. And I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know.
Try to leave. That's the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gun.
Hoagie Carmichael played a role in the Bogart Bacall film To Have and Have Not. And those two Hoagie Carmichael songs were featured in the film. George Harrison covered Hong Kong Blues on his 1981 LP Somewhere in England, and Nat King Cole sang How Little We Know with Nelson Riddle's orchestra in 1956, a rare track that would be a collector's item on vinyl until its broader digital release years later. Now, Lauren Bacall was a Broadway star too, winning a Tony for Applause. From the original cast soundtrack.
Welcome to the theater, to the magic, to the fun, where painted trees and flowers grow and laughter rings fortissimo and treachery is sweetly done. Now you've entered the asylum, this profession unique. Actors are children playing hide and ego-seek. So welcome, Miss Eve Harrington, to this business we call show. You're on your way to wealth and fame. Unsheathe your claws, enjoy the game. You'll be a bitch, but they'll know your name. From New York to Kokomo. Welcome to the theater. My dear, you'll love it so. Welcome to the dirty concrete hallways. Welcome to the friendly roaches, too. Welcome to the pinchers from the stagehands. It's the only quiet thing they do. Welcome to the Philadelphia critics. Welcome, Librium and Nebutol. Welcome to a life of laryngitis. Welcome to dark toilets in the hall. Welcome to the flop you thought would run for years. Welcome to the world of fears and cheers and tears. Welcome to the theater with some luck. You'll be a pro. You'll work and slave and scratch and bite. You'll learn to kill with sheer delight. You'll only come alive at night when you're in a show. Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
Well, I don't know a lot. This is not your fault.
Yeah, I know that.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
No, no, you don't. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
All right.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some air. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon.
sun gone down. Thinking of his working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing new is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
The Starland Vocal Band's 1976 chart topper Afternoon Delight played over the closing credits of Good Will Hunting. And it was a hit when Robin Williams was just gaining national attention years earlier as a Tonight Show guest and on TV in Mork and Mindy. Back now to Robin's 1978 record album called Reality, What a Concept, and the closing track called Grandpa Funk, in which Robin projects himself into the future with some striking parallels.
I give the pigeons my methadone so they come back. Sometimes I withhold it and watch them go through cold squab. It's very strange to have so many mutants in one place. But I guess ever since World War III, things haven't been the same. You probably don't even remember, though, all 45 seconds of it. You remember that? You remember when Carter came on the air and went, "Thank you very much, on your own, good night." Used to play an alien, used to do that. Yeah, not that funny since they've landed, though. Yeah, they weren't the little suckers we thought they were. They turned out to be 8 feet tall and black, and they were pissed. Well, that's why I have to live here in this cave. Okay. I remember lots of old stuff. I remember the great quake of 85. When all the people in California surfed to Denver. Right on. Now, come here, I'll gum you. But that's about all I can do with it. There are some good memories, though. I'd like to show you something special. You'll have to move real close. Yeah, you kids, you shouldn't have come through the force field. About this time of night, they send through the clones, and you got to get out before they do. But if you meet one, all you have to do to screw them up is turn sideways. And that overamps the vision monitors, and I bring them in here and make jukeboxes out of them. Because I even remember back to the days of Woodstock. You remember that? That goes back 80 years now. That goes back, you said, "Let me peg you high." Your girls used to dance in front of the amplifier going, "I don't know that." I saw some of the best brains of my time turn to mud there. But there was some spirit, some craziness, some madness there. So take care of yourself, sneak on out. But one thing from me to you. Yes. Stay a little full goose bozo. Keep the spirit of madness in you. Just a little touch of it. Just enough. So you don't become stupid. Just a little touch, just a little touch of madness will keep you alive, because no one in the world knows how to tax that. Yeah, right on. There was an old crazy dude who used to live a long time ago. His name was Lord Buckley. And he said a long time ago, he said, "People, They're kind of like flowers. Yeah, it's been a privilege, kind of walking in your garden. My love goes with you.
Time. closer to my
Question one rates the poem's perfection, question two rates its importance. And once these questions have been answered, determining the poem's greatness becomes a relatively simple matter. If the poem's score for perfection is plotted on the horizontal of a graph...
Mr. Keating! They made everybody sign Anderson. You gotta believe me, it's true.
I do believe you, Tom.
Leave, Mr. Keating.
But it wasn't his fault!
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. One more outburst from you or anyone else, and you're out of this school. Leave, Mr. Keating.
I said leave, Mr. Keating.
Captain, my captain.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. You hear me? Sit down. Sit down. This is your final warning, Anderson. How dare you? Do you hear me?
Oh, Captain, my captain.
Mr. Overstreet, I warn you. Sit down. Sit down, all of you. I want you seated. Sit down. Leave, Mr. Keating.
And that's The Vinyl Experience, saying goodbye through song to two entertainment legends who died within a day of each other, one of natural causes at a ripe age, the other most unnaturally and far too soon. In the garden of humanity, it was a pleasure to walk amongst them. Find more archived Vinyl Experience shows at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Follow The Vinyl Experience on Facebook and hit me up on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.
Steve, do I have time to say goodbye to Cricket?
Sure, go ahead.
Cricket, I came to say goodbye.
What?
We're leaving now. Thanks for everything.
Hey, Slim, are you still happy?
What do you think?